Dear brethren, the Lord bless you. And thank you to all of you who have written to us, sending us your prayers, encouragement, and your many questions. We know that the following message from the Lord will answer many of these. As you know, the Lord has told us to help the brethren that are trying to get out of the New World Order areas and to go to safer locations. The following is a message that the Lord has given to Brother Joseph concerning this.
Time is running short. Get out of NWO areas. Beloved bride, it's now time for some of you to get out the wrong areas where many of you are. Except for those of you to whom I have shown to stay where you are, you should go out and do so speedily. Remember the word I gave you in Revelation 18 verse 4 about getting out of Babylon, USA? You already see the Antichrist black clouds fast approaching in the horizon. It is not too late yet, but soon it will be. It will be more difficult for those of you whom I have called to go elsewhere to do so. Don't waste time to try to carry with you too much from the New World Order's Sodom areas. Your life is worth more than your possessions and money. Your most precious things will be your faith in me, for through it I will give you all that you will ever need. I will strengthen your faith by my word. Your protection will not be in firearms, but in the fire of the weapons of my Holy Spirit. That is the only fire that will protect you, and which overcomes the wicked one and the man of sin, whom I will allow to soon rise. Do not fear him, fear me. As I promised, I have prepared a place for the whole tribulation for each of you who seek me. You'll find my direction in great details and everything else you will need to know as you seek me on your knees. As with Abraham, you don't know at the beginning where to go, but as you begin to go, I will show you step by step. Do not fret and never worry. Trust me. As you follow my written word, I will connect you to the guidance of my Holy Spirit. Beware of the false, unholy, bad, deceiving spirits of the angel of light. You will know this is my spirit because he will guide you always in accordance to and based upon my written word. For many false prophets, so-called Christians, have been unleashed by the devil at this time. My directions are different for each of you. My church in the wilderness of this end time will not be millions of people bunched up in a few places, but it will be spread as salt and light. My angel will encompass you. I will not allow the dragon of the 12th chapter of Revelation to reach you. You will have nothing to fear for the whole 1,260 days of darkness that will be coming all over the earth. Each of you must seek me before acting, going before every decision about which you want the full assurance to be right. My connection with you and my protection for you will be conditioned by your listening to my spirit and by obeying. Forsake your useless religious buildings. These will be the first easy targets of the beast, as they already have begun to be already now. And many of my children are being killed in these wrong places unnecessarily. Hide, meet, evangelize in the secrecy of your houses. Start now. Do not put your trust in any official religious organizations. These also will be the target of the beast Antichrist, as already now they are beginning to be. Already now, the Laodiceans and the Sardis religions are making more and more compromises with the Antichrist's worldly regimes and letting themselves be contaminated by sodomites in order not to lose their also lukewarm followings and their financial advantages. You must remain pure, uncompromising, and true to my gospel. The times are fast approaching that you will need to advertise your places of meetings less and less, and only by word of mouth, and only to a few trusted ones. Then be ready to change meeting places whenever I will show you of potential Judases. The disobedient, lukewarm church, so-called, of Laodicea of today, I cannot protect. And she will be totally scattered, confused, and overcome by the Antichrist. As it is written, take heed, beloved, take heed. Tribulation is coming. Don't listen to the deceiving money lovers, prosperity gospel, false prophets. Only listen, believe, and follow me, my word. Seek me first. Don't listen or counsel with any to whom I do not lead you to. Anyone not committed to me, not dedicated, and not following me, or they will discourage and condemn you for doing my will. Don't trust, don't lean, and don't believe the dead church. Seek only the living, the active, the fruitful, bright church to whom I will lead you. That is, if you seek me, if you obey me. Amen.
End of prophecy. Scriptures connected to the message. Tribulation coming, Matthew 24:16-22. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or in the Sabbath. For then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor shall ever be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Revelation 13:7. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Jesus calling his church. Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. Preparation. Proverbs 22:3. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The Lord's protection. Psalms 91:1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Revelation 12:6. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Revelation 12:14. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. Amen.